Lesson 27, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 38 through 67. Introduction. In the revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith found in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, the Lord commanded that His restored church be organized on April 6, 1830. He also gave instructions about the government of His church, including an explanation of different priesthood offices and the duties of those who would hold those offices. With these offices in place, Heavenly Father's children could receive priesthood ordinances and make covenants. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 38 through 59. The duties of priesthood offices are set forth. Write the following on the board before class. Preach, teach, expound, exhort, warn, invite all to come unto Christ. At the beginning of class, refer to the words on the board and ask the following question. Who has these responsibilities? You may need to explain that the word expound means to teach something in greater detail, and that the word exhort means to strongly encourage someone to do something. Students may point out that prophets, apostles, and other church leaders and full-time missionaries have these responsibilities. They may also point out that these are duties that all priesthood holders, including Aaronic priesthood holders, can carry out. If they do not mention Aaronic priesthood holders, mention this truth yourself. Emphasize that the Aaronic priesthood holders in your class have been trusted with significant opportunities to serve. Divide the class into three groups. Explain that in connection with the organization of the church, the Lord revealed to Joseph Smith many of the duties of priesthood leaders. Ask one group to study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 38 through 45, looking for the duties of elders. Invite the second group to study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 46 through 52, looking for the duties of priests. Invite the third group to study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 53 through 59, looking for the duties of teachers and deacons. As they study, write the following across the top of the board. Please refer to the chart on page 91 of Lesson 27. After sufficient time, invite a representative or two from each group to come to the board and list the duties of the office or offices they have studied. What differences do you notice between the duties of elders, priests, teachers, and deacons? What similarities do you see? Which office has the authority to bestow the gift of the Holy Ghost? Elder, see verse 41. Which offices have the authority to administer the sacrament? Elder and priest, see verses 40 and 46. Which offices have the authority to ordain priests, teachers, and deacons? Elder and priest, see verses 39 and 48. Which offices have the authority to expound, exhort, and teach? Elder, priest, teacher, and deacon, see verses 42, 46, and 59. What truths can we learn about priesthood offices by comparing and contrasting their duties? Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize the following. As Heavenly Father's sons receive higher offices in the priesthood, they receive more responsibilities and opportunities to serve others. As a priesthood holder is ordained to additional offices in the priesthood, he retains the lesser offices and their associated responsibilities. All priesthood holders have the responsibility to perform ordinances and to watch over members of the church and minister to them. After you help students identify the last truth in the preceding list, write it on the board under the list of priesthood responsibilities. You may need to point out that the word minister means to give service. To help students understand priesthood holders' responsibilities, direct their attention to the list on the board and ask the following questions. What are some ways Aaronic priesthood holders can watch over the church and be with and strengthen them? Examples might include home teaching, caring for the poor and needy, caring for the meeting house and grounds, and fulfilling other assignments from the bishop and quorum leaders. What are some ways Aaronic priesthood holders can invite all to come unto Christ? As the class members discuss this question, you may want to ask a student to read the following counsel. Quote, if you are a priesthood holder, remember that the priesthood should be a part of you at all times and in all circumstances. It is not like a cloak that you can put on and take off at will. Any ordination to a priesthood office is a call to lifelong service with the promise that the Lord will qualify you to do His work according to your faithfulness. You must be worthy in order to receive and exercise priesthood power. The words you speak and your everyday behavior affect your ability to serve. Your behavior in public must be above reproach. Your behavior in private is even more important. End quote. From True to the Faith, a Gospel Reference, page 127. Write on the board the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and invite a student to read it aloud. The statement is found in Honor the Priesthood and Use It Well from the Ensign or Liahona, November 2008, page 46. You might want to suggest that students write it in the margin of their scriptures in Doctrine and Covenants Section 20, or in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Quote, "The purpose of priesthood authority is to give, to serve, to lift, to inspire." End quote. Ask students to tell about times when they have seen priesthood holders give, serve, lift, and inspire. You might add your own observations. As part of this discussion, point out that while the Revelation and Doctrine and Covenants Section 20 is about priesthood holders, all members of the church have the responsibility and privilege to minister to others. Young women have many opportunities to serve. Some may choose to serve missions, and they will someday have the privilege of being members of Relief Society, working alongside men who hold the priesthood to increase faith and personal righteousness, strengthen families and homes, and seek out and help those in need. Give students a few moments to write about what they have learned from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 38 through 59. Encourage the young men to consider writing a goal that will help them faithfully watch over and strengthen members of the church. This could be done as part of their efforts with duty to God. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 60 through 67. Guidelines on priesthood ordinations are given. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verse 60 aloud, and ask the class to look for the Holy Ghost's role when someone is ordained to a priesthood office. Ask students to raise their hands if they have witnessed a priesthood ordination or have been ordained to an office in the priesthood. Invite a few of those who raised their hands to share their experiences and any feelings they had during the ordinations. You might ask the following question. How was the Holy Ghost part of the ordination? Write the following statement on the board. Priesthood holders need the power of the Holy Ghost with them as they perform their duties. Note, sharing thoughts and feelings. When youth express their thoughts and feelings about gospel principles, they invite the Holy Ghost to deepen their understanding and strengthen their testimonies. You can help this happen by inviting students to share relevant experiences when they have felt the Spirit, or when the Lord has blessed them. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, quote, "Efforts to share knowledge are often rewarded with more understanding, as additional light flows into your mind and heart." End quote. To help the young men consider their worthiness when performing priesthood ordinances, invite a student to read the following statement by President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Your authority comes through your ordination. Your power comes through your obedience and worthiness. Power in the priesthood comes from doing your duty in ordinary things, attending meetings, accepting assignments, reading the scriptures, keeping the word of wisdom." End quote. Invite the young men to prayerfully consider what the Lord would have them do to invite the power of the Holy Ghost to accompany them as they perform their current and future priesthood duties. Emphasize that young women also have important responsibilities in the church. Invite them to consider what the Lord would have them do to invite the power of the Holy Ghost as they fulfill those responsibilities. You might explain the Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 61 through 63, mention some of the purposes of holding church conferences, such as openly conducting church business. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verse 65 aloud. Explain that in this verse, the word vote refers to the sustaining vote someone receives before being ordained to an office in the priesthood. Ask the young men in the class to recall the last time they were sustained by members of their ward or branch to be ordained to a priesthood office. How did you feel when you saw that members of your ward or branch sustained your ordination? How might remembering their sustaining vote help you in your priesthood service? Answers might include that they will feel more accountable to the ward for their service, and that they will feel the support of ward members. You may want to invite a few students to share why they are thankful for priesthood authority. Also share your testimony of the truths discussed in this lesson. If you have extra time at the end of a lesson, consider reviewing a Scripture Mastery passage. Or you might introduce students to a few new Scripture Mastery passages and discuss the doctrine and principles they contain. Scripture Mastery passages like Doctrine and Covenants section 13 verse 1, Doctrine and Covenants section 107 verse 8, and Doctrine and Covenants section 121 verses 36 and 41 through 42 contain principles that relate to the topic of this lesson. You might consider using them to support what students have learned in Doctrine and Covenants section 20. If you prefer a more visual or hands-on approach, consider inviting students to draw pictures that represent a verse they are working to learn. Have students explain their drawings and how they relate to Scripture Mastery passages. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verses 60 through 67. Proper priesthood ordination. President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles emphasized that proper priesthood ordination is of great importance to the Lord. Quote, "You can receive the priesthood only from one who has the authority, and it is known to the church that he has authority. The priesthood cannot be conferred like a diploma. It cannot be handed to you as a certificate. It cannot be delivered to you as a message or sent to you in a letter. It comes only by proper ordination. An authorized holder of the priesthood has to be there. He must place his hands upon your head and ordain you. That is one reason why the general authorities travel so much, to convey the keys of priesthood authority. Every stake president everywhere in the world has received his authority under the hands of one of the presiding brethren of the church. There has never been one exception. Remember these things. The priesthood is very, very precious to the Lord. He is very careful about how it is conferred and by whom. It is never done in secret." End quote.